Proverbs for the day, March the 25th, Proverbs 25 and verse 5. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. And you're coming through these Proverbs, as we do, day by day, and of course, many times, you probably have already through the years read the book of Proverbs many a time, perhaps 12 times a year. I know I have for a long, long time. And so sometimes we come across stuff and it just, it's kind of there. And this could be one of those verses in reality. We don't necessarily sit down and think about a king or a kingdom. But there's some real lessons in here on these things, and they have to do with ruling. They have to do with government. They have to do with influence. So let's get the picture of it. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Now, if the picture you get is that those who are influential with the king, those who provide intel, as intelligence, data, and excuse me, information, advice, etc. If you take those away, if they're wicked, and you take them away from before the king, then his throne shall be established in righteousness. And it's essential to remember that all influences matter. It may be that one influence matters more than another, carries more power, but all influences matter. And if it's so, and it is, our Lord Jesus taught us that a little leaven leavens a lump. Well, then, if that's the case, then that leaven, it can be in the form of the wicked who are there before the king. So if you take them away from before the king, his throne shall be established in righteousness. Well, we'll do the invert of it for a minute. In other words, if you don't, then your kingdom is going to be mixed between righteousness and wickedness, you might say. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to be righteousness and wickedness. Now, the thing that matters the most is that when you're taking something like this and learning from it, it's a great overall truth. You take church leadership, any kind of leadership. If you take away the wicked from before the ruler, his throne shall be established in righteousness. If you allow unclean influences, wicked influences, wrong influences, you have trouble. It'll influence your decisions. Sometimes when you delegate something, it'll drastically influence the outcome of it because you trusted somebody. Now, the idea is this. If you take away, all right, why would I take away? We live in a day when it's a strange thing, but people would take away guns, and people would take away one right and give it to another, and people would take away the liberty to preach the gospel, but give that same right to somebody else. And it's pretty easy to get tangled up in it and almost be obsessed with it, that that's what it's about, is restoring and managing and claiming rights for one another. But you can't get away from the fact that the Bible is so clear and normal. And the idea is this. The idea is that when you take away something like that and you remove it from its influence. You remove it from it from the presence of the king. Notice it says, take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. When you do that, what you're doing is you're what the modern society calls discriminating, but you're not. You're making a discrimination. That is, you're drawing a line. You cannot blur the lines of good and evil. You cannot blur the lines of wicked and righteousness. In the passage, you have them offsetting each other, wicked and righteousness. You cannot blur those lines and come out okay. You know, as a Bible-believing Christian, one of the things that should mark us, and we should have a charitable spirit, okay? We should approach it very charitably. We should have the right spirit, a gracious spirit. But the thing that will mark us is how we believe about wickedness and righteousness. Now, may I put out a warning here? There is a type of believer, and you should really avoid becoming one if you can, at all costs. There's a type of believer that really believes that they speak where the scriptures speak and they are silent where the scriptures are silent. And that is something you should really guard against. That would be taking way too much upon one's own self. That would literally get into private interpretation. Because from one day to another, one year to another, you might learn some things about the Lord that you might not have figured out in your early days. And I've seen some fellows get that way, to where, you know, the discussion wasn't what the scriptures teach. The discussion was, when they read a scripture, what they thought is what they just assumed, and that was it. And they didn't even count that interpretation. You've got to watch that. And the reason I say that is, the other extreme of that is when you call the wicked good and the good wicked. Wicked righteous and the righteous wicked. And you don't ever want to get yourself in a position where you stop making those discernments. You don't want to get in a position where you stop making those divisions, those discriminations. Take some of the words I'm using and forget all the taglines that are put out there. In fact, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, I'm not suggesting you be totally ignorant of what's going on. But I venture to say that you could cut back your input, what you're receiving in about so-called news, to a matter of minutes a day, and you wouldn't miss anything. And on top of that, you'd be far better off, because you wouldn't have all the different influences coming in. See, a lot of people have trouble hearing Bible preaching. They have trouble reading the Bible, hearing it read. Because the world purposely, the God of this world, of course, has purposely taken words and given them different meanings than they were intended in the King James Bible, etc. That's one of the best and easiest ways to mess up something. When the Lord wanted to stop man's plans, when there was nothing that could be restrained from them which they imagined to do, because God gave them a free will and they had all this communication and long lives and they share every bit of data clearly, when that was the case, God came down and scrambled it. And so the devil tries to do his own Bible babble, and he tries to scramble it. And what he'll do is this: he'll take a word that is a Bible word. He'll take a word that expresses a Bible truth, like to discriminate, to make a judgment. The reprobate is to be without probation, that is, without the ability to judge. And we don't want to become that way. So there are times that you just take it away. Take it away, the wicked, from before the king, his throne shall be established in righteousness. I think of the time when, in 1 Kings 1, where David is about to pass off the scene, and he takes Solomon and he gives him some advice about some fellows. A couple of fellows needed capital punishment. One of the fellows was going to end up receiving capital punishment because of his own lack of discipline. And then another, he just put him out of the way and showed him some mercy and grace. And I am reminded that what he's telling Solomon to do is take away the wicked from before the king. Get them out of your throne room. Get them out of your influence. Get them out of there. Now today, maybe, you know somebody that should, or you yourself know. There's something that, it could be something as harmless to other people as certain kinds of news, certain kinds of debate that go on, certain kinds of attitudes. Whatever it is, take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Keep yourself holy and pure before him today.